欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774聪明柳丝坊拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要和 Sally 来分享一部浪漫爱情电影《幸运符》。
Hey， I'm Sally， long time no see， how are you？ Guess what， we're gonna talk about the 2012 romantic drama film with you guys， and the name of the movie is The Lucky OneThe Lucky One is directed by Scott Hicks. It is an adaptation of the 2008 novels of the same name by Nicholas Sparks.
这是美国纯爱小说作家 Nicholas Sparks 第七部被改编成电影的作品。此前呢，我们在节目中也介绍过他的 Message in the Bottle 瓶中信、A Walk to Remember 初恋的记忆、Dear John 分手信、The Love Song 最后一支歌这四部电影。
Yeah, Nicholas Sparks' seventh movie was directed by Scott Hicks.Who directed No Reservations, 也就是美味情缘了。The movie was produced by Danny D. Navi, who has previously brought three other Sparks novels to the cinema, like Nice in the Redancy, A Walk to Remember, and Message in the Bottle.
那像以往根据 Nicholas Sparks 的小说改编成的电影一样，这部影片的男女主角呢，同样是大家非常喜欢的青春偶像。
The film stars Zac Efron and Taylor Schilling.
影片开始呢是 Zac Efron 扮演的男主角 Logan Thibault 的一段独白。
You know, the smallest thing can change your life. In the blink of an eye, something happens by chance when you least expect it. Sets you on a course you never planned into a future you never imagined. Where will it take you? That's the journey of our lives. Our search for the light. But sometimes, finding the lightMeans you must pass through the deepest darkness. At least, that's how it was for me.
Logan 在电影的开头是这样说的 You know, the smallest thing can change your life. 你也知道一件小事呢往往可以改变一个人的人生 In the blink of an eye, 就在眨眼之间呢 Something happens by chance. 就意外的事情发生了 When you least expect it. 而且是在你意想不到的时候 Set you on a course that you never planned. 那就会为你开启一段意外的旅程 Into a future you never imagined.至于未来会怎么样呢？你绝对也想不到。Where will it take you? 它将把你带到哪里呢 ？And that's the journey of our lives. 那这就是我们人生的旅程。Our search for the light. 追求光明的过程。But sometimes finding the light means you must pass through the deepest darkness. 但是有时候呢，追寻光明就意味着你必须先经历最黑暗的幽谷。At least that's how it was for me. 至少对我而言是这样的。
You know, the smallest thing can change your life.In the blink of an eye, something happens by chance when you least expect it. Sets you on a course you never planned into a future you never imagined. Where will it take you? That's the journey of our lives. Our search for the light. But sometimes, finding the light means you must pass through the deepest darkness. At least, that's how it was for me.
像 Nicholas Sparks 之前的一部作品《分手信 Dear John》一样，这部影片当中的男主角 Logan 也是个派驻海外的美国士兵。
Yeah, Logan is a U.S. Marine serving his third tour of duty in Iraq, who survives a night raid in which two platoons are ambushed, resulting in fatalities. The following morning, he sees something glinting in the sun and walks over to pick it up. It turns out that it is a picture of a woman.
Logan 捡起了地上的那张照片放入了口袋就在这个时候一枚炸弹在面前炸开 Logan 受伤昏了过去
A mortar attack destroyed where he had been sitting before he saw the picture killing those around him but leaving him with minor injuries
Mortar right where you were sitting three of the guys didn't make it the corpsman found this in your cell pouch I saw you pick it upLike it saved you. Got yourself a guardian angel. She's not mine.
为了捡这张照片呢 ，Logan 算是躲过了一劫。他当初坐的那个地方的其他几个士兵都已经在这次爆炸中丧生了。
当 Logan 清醒过来的时候呢，他的一个同伴拿着照片找到了他。对方说道 ：“The corpsman found this in your salt pouch. 医护兵在你的弹药包里呢找到了这个。I saw you pick it up. 我当时是看你把它捡起来了。Looks like it saved you.”看来他真是救了你一命啊 Got himself a guardian angel 看来他是你的守护天使
尽管 Logan 根本不认识照片上的这个女人但是这张背后写着 keep safe 的照片真的是救了他的命于是呢从这一天开始 Logan 一直随身携带着他
Logan tries to find the owner of the picture but has no success and assumes whoever owned the picture is dead. Prior to returning home, Logan and his roommate Victor are driving and discussing the picture.
I'm telling you, man, you gotta set eyes on that girl one day. You gotta thank her. No question. She's the reason you're still breathing. Give her a kiss for me, too. I'm only alive because I followed your crazy ass.
We just got a couple breaks is all, man. No big deal.
Things like this don't protect
you. You got shredded in this mess. We're going home.
That is full of shit, Victor.
I say you owe it. Big time.
八个月的时间里 ，Logan 显然对这张随身携带的照片上的女人有了感情，而这个守护天使呢，的确又一次救了他。
Their vehicle is hit by the roadside bomb, and once again, Logan is the sole survivor.
就这样呢，带着满心的创伤 ，Logan 终于结束了服役，回到了美国科罗拉多的家中。
Yeah, later Logan returns to Colorado to live with his sister and her family. You know, they've been looking after his dog Zeus since he left.And suffering from survivor guilt, he finds it difficult to adjust to life back home. That's why he decides it is best to leave. So he records the message on his sister's laptop, explaining his reasons.
Why did I make out when so many guys didn't? I feel like there's this debt that I have to pay.
I don't know where I belong. I guess I should figure that out.I know there's no easy answer, sis, but maybe all I need is time.
就这样呢 ，Logan 带着他的狗 Zeus 悄悄地离开了姐姐家，他要去找那个照片上的女孩。
He takes Zeus and walks to Louisiana as a landmark in the picture of the unknown woman points to her location there. On arrival, he asks around, and a local in the bar recognized the woman, but warns Logan that he used to be married to a friend of his.
Logan 呢找到了宠物店店主 Beth， 显然呢她就是照片上的那个女人。
Hello.Can I help you? What a beautiful shepherd.
What's his name?
Zeus.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
He's good with people. Well, better than I am.
Well, at least you don't introduce yourself to the animals before their owners. I'm Beth.
Logan.
Excuse me for a second, please. Hello?
Logan 刚想把照片拿出来，两个人的谈话呢就被一个电话打断了。
Due to the bad timing, Logan is unable to explain why he's there. And obviously, Beth misunderstands what he's about to say and assumes he wants to apply for a job opening.
Well, Zeus is way too well behaved to need training, so I'm guessing that you're here to board him?
No, I'm not going anywhere. I just got off the road yesterday.
Where from?
Colorado.
And what brings you to Hamden?
It's kind of a long story. Actually, I don't really know where to begin.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry. That's absolutely none of my business. What can I do for you, Logan?
I'm really here because I came to see you. You see, I found this. It was just...
You saw the ad! Of course. Okay, so...The job doesn't pay much. Mostly, you'll just be walking, feeding, cleaning cages. It's 6 days a week. Zeus is welcome anytime. And help, Logan, that's the job. We just need some help.
因为 Beth 刚刚见到 Logan 的时候呢 ,Logan 是带着他的狗 Zeus 的。所以呢 ,Beth 想当然的认为啊这是他们的顾客上门了。
所以 Beth 就是很热情的对 Logan 说 ,Well, Zeus is way too well behaved to need training.我看你的狗已经训练得很好的样子了，所以你肯定不是来让它接受训练的。So I'm guessing that you're here to board him. 所以我猜你是来寄养它的吧。那 Beth 工作的这个地方呢，被称之为 dog kennel。我们来拼写一下哈 ，K-E-N-N-E-L kennel。那也就指的是狗窝、养狗场、狗舍，或者是咱们常说的宠物店了。那 Beth 的这个小店里到底提供什么样的服务呢？期间呢，我们听到了这个 training 哈，首先是对小狗进行了培训。那另外我们还听到 board 这个单词 ，B-O-A-R-D。Board 就表示提供膳食和住宿这么一个意思。那比如说呢，咱们以前听到那些寄宿学校叫做 boarding school， 对吧？那这里提到的 board the dog 就应该是寄养小狗了。
那这个时候呢 ，Logan 呢本来想从自己的钱包里把那张照片。 片拿出来给 Beth 看，但是当他先掏出了一角这个简报的时候啊， Beth 马上就误会了他，以为他看了报纸上的招聘广告，要来应征这个狗舍里的打杂的工作呢。
到底在狗舍里工作都要干些什么呢？这里 Beth 说道， Mostly you would just be walking, feeding, cleaning cages。 那么刚才咱们听到三个动词， walk the dog 表示遛狗的意思， feed the dog喂狗哈，咱们可以 feed the turtle, feed the kitty, 啊 kitten, 都是可以的，喂猫喂小乌龟， and cleaning cages, 还有就是清扫狗笼。
显然呢 ,Beth 是误会了他，不过 Logan 也没有再做解释，他表示愿意接受这份工作。
Beth is wary of him, wondering why he would walk all the way from Colorado to Louisiana to apply for a job helping out in a dog kennel.
So besides Ruth, do you have any experience working with dogs?
I worked with some bomb dogs.
Oh.So you were a
Marine.
You know what? You don't need to finish filling that up. Just leave me a number where I can reach you, and I will call and let you know.
Sounds like you're having trouble finding someone for the job.
Why does a person drive from Colorado to Louisiana to work in a dog kennel?
I couldn't tell you. I walked.
You walked? You walked here from Colorado?
I like to walk.
Could you excuse me for a minute, please?
在小镇上呢，突然来了 Logan 这么一个陌生人，而且他说是从科罗拉多一路走到路易斯安那的，这让 Beth 有点吓坏了。他觉得这个人不太正常，所以他请外婆 Ellie 出面要轰走 Logan。不过祖母倒觉得呀，这个小伙子不错。
Are you crazy?
I beg your pardon, ma'am.
My granddaughter thinks you might be crazy.
No.
Well, you look like a sharp, capable young man. You tell me, why is it a sharp, capable young man want a job cleaning cages?
Because it seems like peaceful work. My last job was in...
Oh, where were you? Wall Street?
No, ma'am, I was in the Marine Corps.
Ah, Marine Corps.
Ellie 对于 Logan 来求职呢也觉得有些奇怪，他这样说的， Yeah, well, you look like a sharp, capable young man. 你看起来像是个聪明能干的年轻人哈。You tell me why there's a sharp, capable young man wanting a job cleaning cages. 那你能不能告诉我啊，像你这样的年轻人怎么会大老远的想要跑到这儿来做这么一份清理狗笼的工作呢？ Logan 这时候回答道， Because it seemed like peaceful work. 因为这个看上去像是一份非常平静的工作。My last job wasn't.其实我上一个工作呢不是这样的，言外之意就是我希望我能在这份工作当中找到内心的平静。
Logan 这么说呢听起来倒也很有道理，最终呢外婆 Ellie 不仅没有赶走 Logan， 反而呢雇佣了他。
Ellie decides to give him the job, much to Beth's surprise.
How'd you get him to leave?
I gave him the job.
You what?
Gotta hire somebody.
You don't know anything about him.
Neither do you.
有了新工作的 Logan 呢，打算在这里安顿下来，并且很快找了一个住处。
At first, Beth is irritated by Logan's presence, but begins to warm to him as he develops a relationship with her son Ben.
一天呢，在送 Ellie 进城的路上 ，Logan 听说 Beth 啊曾经有一个哥哥在伊拉克服役过。
Logan finds out that Beth had a brother named Craig, who was KIA during his second tour in Iraq, and that his death devastated her.
How old are you, dear?
25.
How many tours?
Three.
My grandson never finished his second. Yeah, you would have liked him. You too, you were cut of the same cloth.You know, you live long enough, Logan, you lose enough people to learn to appreciate the memories you have. Stop begrudging the ones you never got to make. Beth hasn't lived as long as I have. She isn't as bad as she seems.
She doesn't seem so bad to me.
显然 Logan 也让 Ellie 想起了自己的孙子，他是这样说的， You two, you were cut of the same cloth. 你们两个真的很像啊。 You know, you live long enough, Logan. You lose enough people. You learn to appreciate the memories you have. 你知道吗，像我活这么大岁数啊，曾失去过很多的亲人，就会懂得珍惜回忆。 Stop begrudging the ones you never got to make. 所以我就不会再埋怨过去。 Beth hasn't lived as long as I have. 但是 Beth 却不同，他没有我这么多的人生阅历。言外之意呢，就是他不像我这样能够看破世事。刚才阿丽说到 Logan 和已经逝世的 Drake 长得很像，他用到了这么一个说法哈，叫做 cut of the same cloth， 叫做两个人一模一样。那类似的说法还有什么呢？那比如说咱们举几个例子哈，如果我这样说， You know she is the image of her mother， 就是她长得跟她妈一模一样。那更直接的说法就是 cast in the same mold。M-O-U-L-D mold 就表示模子哈，那就是这两个人呢真是像一个模子里刻出来的一样。还有人会这样说， You know they look so alike and that it seems that they are one person， 他们长得太像了，好像一个人一样。或者呢， They are identical， They look identical。
How old are you, dear?
25.
How many chores?
3.
My grandson never finished his second。Yeah, you would have liked it. You too, you were cut of the same cloth. You know, you live long enough, Logan, you lose enough people, you learn to appreciate the memories you have and stop begrudging the ones you never got to make. Beth hasn't lived as long as I have. She isn't as bad as she seems.
So、
除了 Ellie 挺喜欢 Logan 之外呢， Logan 和 Beth 的儿子 Ben 也相处得很不错。 Beth 呢也告诉 Logan 说哥哥的去世呢对他们全家人的打击都很大，包括对 Ben。
We lost him last year. He was a Marine too. It's been hard on Ben. It's been hard on all of us.
这个时候 Logan 大概也明白了自己身上的那张 Beth 的照片是从何而来的，但是他仍然不知道该怎么向 Beth 解释。
Look, there's something that I've been meaning to tell you. I never fully explained. I'm sorry, I can't find my words.
It's all right. Another time maybe. After all, I'm not going anywhere. Good night, Logan.
Beth 的哥哥 Drake 去世已经一年了，从墓地寄到他回来之后呢， Beth 的情绪相当低落。
On the anniversary of Drake's death, Logan comforts Beth and they grow closer.
在 Logan 安慰他的时候呢， Beth 也坦诚了 Drake 去世之后这一年来啊他压抑的心情。
Beth has little information about circumstances in Iraq and she wants to know if her brother had died for nothing.
At first they wouldn't tell us anythingJust that friendly fire was a possibility. So it's a year ago today, and the official investigation is the death of Sergeant Drake Green. It's still ongoing. That's the worst part. Not knowing. I would give anything. I would give anything to know that he didn't die for nothing. We were inseparable. You know, we did everything together.
I'm sorry. It's okay. You got a great laugh, you know that? I wish I could hear it more.
Why don't you try telling me a joke?
Because you're going to have to get a few beers in me before I start telling you jokes.
Okay.
Okay.
为什么到现在 Beth 还这么痛苦呢？因为 Drake 当初在战场上怎么牺牲的，他们到现在也没有得到一个确切的说法。所以 Beth 说道 And that's the worst part, not knowing. 这才是最痛苦的部分呢，就是毫不知情。 I would give anything to know that he didn't die for nothing. 所以我愿意不惜一切代价，只要能知道他不是白白牺牲的就好。 Logan 和 Beth 呢，经过这一段时间的相处已经越来越亲近了。在这儿呢，我们要再说说 Beth 的婚姻。 Beth 和前夫 Keith 虽然已经离婚了，但是为了照顾儿子 Ben 呢，还会经常的见面。显然 Keith 对 Logan 的突然出现还是相当在意的。
Yeah, Logan meets Beth as Sheriff Deputy Keith, who is the son of the town's judge and a mayor hopeful. He's immediately suspicious and jealous of the newcomer and doesn't hide his disdain for the former Marine. He's ruthless and always wants to win, a trait he's trying to instill in his son, and discourages Ben from playing the violin around him.
something which causes Ben to practice in his treehouse by himself.
Ben 呢一直很希望得到父亲的认可，父亲不喜欢他拉小提琴，他就一个人躲到树屋里去练习。父亲呢希望他在棒球场上好好表现，所以呢在一次参加比赛的时候， Ben 为了救球甚至受伤。
Keith and Beth have a disagreement when Keith returns Ben to her, bloodied from a charity baseball game, and he threatens to take full custody of Ben to intimidate Beth and make her life miserable.
Oh, what? It was an accident.
You really don't see it.
See what?
That boy would run through a brick wall for you.
What does that got to do with him not being able to feel a ground ball? Huh?
Okay, don't worry about it. Please go home, Keith.
Hey, who do you think you're talking to, huh?
Keith, calm down.
No, you calm down. Now, let me tell you something. That's my son in there, too, you know. And I can take that boy anytime I want. You got that?
Just go with my arm. Just go with my arm.
What's the matter?
You should do what she says. Let go of her arm.
Logan 及时制止了 Keith 的鲁莽行为，但是这让 Keith 对他更加充满了敌意。而 Beth 之后也解释说，他的前夫 Keith 家里是有钱有势，因此呢，他没办法摆脱前夫的影响，独自抚养儿子。
Thank you for that.
You can't really take that away from me.
You haven't met Keith's father.
Why don't you just leave?
If I tried to take Ben out of Hampton, I could lose him altogether.
It's none of my business, but how did you two end up? I mean, what...
What possessed me to marry him? Picture this. Senior year, he was captain of the football team. I thought that I was in love. Then I got pregnant. He asked. I said yes. Only thing is, he didn't quite realize I expected him to stop dating. I don't want to go anywhere else. This is our home. Husband forever.Whatever else Keith may be, he'll always be Ben's dad.
Just want to make sure you're okay.
Thank you.
See you in the morning.
到底 Logan 什么时候才会把真相告诉 Beth 呢？他和 Beth 的关系又将如何发展下去呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和 Sally 来分享这部浪漫的爱情电影《幸运符》The Lucky One.
The only thing is, it's not going to work out. No guy can ever be this good. They never are. Eventually, it will end. Things will get awkward.Look at the kennel, Ben will be heartbroken and it will be all my fault.
And if I was to say that his mom's unhealthy relationship with some crazy drifter is creating an unstable environment for my boy, I don't think there's a judge in the world who'd disagree with me.
He wants you out of my life. I can't risk losing Ben. You don't know what I'm dealing with.
I do know that you deserve better than this.
A little break for a little while, and we'll definitely talk about the rest part of the story with you guys tomorrow. Please don't forget to visit www.am774.com to have a listen to the program, and meanwhile, stay in touch with us. I'm Sally. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing.
I'm Jizzy.
See you tomorrow.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界 没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天，原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。英语PK台，一起学起来。
大音精华，声系天下。北京人民广播电台公益广告。
冬季用火，不要在灶台附近放置易燃物品。家长教育小孩，一定不要玩火。冬季安全用火，享受美好生活。
还有收音机吗？
你 out 了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。